easy, obviously. We will do everything to win every single game.
And one final question off the field. Lucas Magira departed the club today on loan until the end of the season. He's gone to Banik Ostrava. What was the thinking behind letting him go? Simply because he needs first-team football?
Yeah, because now starts the second part of the season. There, they have 14 games to play. Marek Jankulowski, which is an ex-AC Milan footballer, called me 3 days ago and asked me if we should give him to them for 14 games. Ostrava is Magera town, so his wife is there. He has a chance to play regular football at the top level in the Czech Republic. And I said, in this moment he doesn't play, he has not played in here. You know, he doesn't come even in the bench. So I say, probably 3 months, go there, play regular football. See what's going on, maybe at the end of season, maybe he can decide to stay there. We can help him, and we can help us, because obviously we need the space for other strikers. And there was an mutual exchange, so I say, okay, let me speak with the player. The player was happy. Obviously, he wanted to play, and then we went through. So I'm happy for him. I know that he tried to contact me today, but I didn't answer because I was too focused the attention to the game. Now I'm going to call him because he's a very educated person, fantastic professional. He tried to contact me, and Claudio said that because he wanted to say thanks to me, and then looking forward to meet me in the summer. And so I hope he's going to have success there, because it's an important league, top level. Obviously, they're struggling at the bottom. They want to bring him because they need the goals for survive. So I hope for him, I keep my finger crossed for him and Ostrava that they're going to survive.
And when you see him again, Swindon may well be a League One team. Well done tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Swindon Town manager Paolo Di Canio talking live to BBC Wiltshire's Chris Wise.